Not yet.
There's cold water down there, and they've been there for 3 years.
It's 56 degrees out there, I'm guessing, Jane. I mean, it just needs to be, just getting started is what I'm trying to tell you, which is, the months, the weeks they gave us are just.
Well, you're welcome to dip your head next year. I'm a phone call away, and the meetings are reported, and.
My problem is that when I stick a toe in, I go ahead first, so.
Get it? We'll run into a lot of procedure on this process.
Danielle? Is Joe coming today or not?
He asked for the call-in information. I do not see him on right now.
He's in Sturgis, but.
He was sitting by the pool at Sturgis.
Yeah.
But Richard, you can start whenever you would like.
Okay. Well, we will call the meeting order. This is a special commission meeting of the Board of Commissioners for the Port of Brookings Harbor, Tuesday, August 9, 2022. Danielle, would you do a roll call, please?
Larry?
He's here.
Ken?
Here.
Sharon?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
And I do not see Joe online.
Do we have anybody online?
We have our attorney online, and we have a few participants.
Okay. All right, are there any modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda?
No.
No.
Okay. Anybody declare to declare a potential conflict of interest?
No.
Okay. So I would look for a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and second to approve the agenda as written. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. For the comments, we have one submitted comment by Mike Murphy. That's the only one I see. Did you want to speak to this, Mike?
You go ahead and read it, and if you have any questions, I'd love to.
So he says, I highly recommend you use motion two. I'm assuming you're talking about the proposed motion.
For the hiring, right, process?
And the reasons are that the SCAO motion two, you eliminating bias and favoritism, you create a better public relations, and you avoid conflict of interest. Okay.
Richard. Can't Joe just, he said he's trying to get in, it won't let him in. Asked me about that at the meeting. And I said, yes, they tried to call you.
We'll proceed here, and you can dive in when you get here. So that brings us to item number four, which is the general manager resignation, which you see in your package. Received by certified mail on July 29th, 2022. Last day of employment was yesterday. So I would like to go on the record for my speaking for myself that I'm, you know, I'm disappointed, obviously very disappointed that we're here and have received this resignation. For my perspective, I thought Gary Dillinger did an excellent job here. And I was most appreciative of his long-term vision for this board and where he saw us going. But I also understand his frustration at working in the public sector after coming out of private industry. It is a little different, not a little, it's a much different way of doing business. So with that said, I'd open it up for anybody else. If anybody wants to make any comments.
I will say that I have Joe on the line.
Okay. Welcome, Joe.
He's muted, so just a moment.
Okay. I'm here, guys. I'm going to mute it.
Thank you. Any other comments about that?
Well, I wish that we weren't having to be here in this position. Unfortunately, I myself am going to really miss Gary being here and handling the business. I think he was a great asset to us, really.
So that brings us to the item of what are we going to do now?
Do you need a motion to accept his resignation?
No. So it appears that the process we're looking at is that we will need an interim manager until we can recruit and hire a full-time replacement. We have a package here that includes some information from previous efforts to hire a manager. I believe this probably was when Gary was hired. Some outlined by George Dunkel of SDAO, and then Don Mann put together what he felt was a reasonable timeline to fulfill that job back in 2016. So.
So can I make a comment on the interim manager?
Yeah, please.
So I spent a lot of my weekend.
Speak into the microphone.
I spent a lot of my weekend reaching out to other business people in the area to see what if they had any recommendations or knowledge of anybody in our area that could possibly. Fit our footprint of what we're looking for an interim manager. So I would like to pass out what I have printed out from our website, and that is Leroy's Logic. So I did a lot of research for this qualified person, and Mr. Blodgett does have a lot of these expertise. If you go through and see what his qualifications are, he was a city manager. He is running numerous government processes. Anyway, you can review that and see what you think about what I'm presenting to you on that copy, but I would like the Board of Commissioners to consider reaching out to Mr. Blodgett to see if he even would have any interest in this temporary position. And it wouldn't have to be a full-time position. It could be a part-time position, just someone that could take some of the the paperwork and things off of Travis's plate, because Travis is going to have to probably fill most of it, because he's been involved in all our projects and dealing with the people that we have to in the different government agencies. And this way it would probably help him if he didn't have to do a lot of the administrative part of what that person could do. But anyway, it's just my recommendation to this board.
Well, maybe we ought to start at the beginning and say what our expectations for the interim manager are and what our expectations are for what happens now.
Right.
I can tell you my expectations is that we don't dump all this on Travis, that we don't give our current staff another job on top of this. I don't think that's okay, and that's not going to serve the port long run, so we need to come up with somebody. Now, I'm hoping the attorney, James, can give us some ideas, because there's some things that I know are involved that I'm not familiar with, one of which is being, I think they call him the person of record for the port. I'm generally calling the port manager, is that correct? But I don't know what that means. And so maybe, James, if you're on, can you explain to us what that is about?
Sure. So just some overarching comments, if you will. The board obviously has the authority in response to the resignation, Gary's resignation, to appoint a permanent port manager or to appoint the port manager pro tem. The main distinction is that the port manager pro tem obviously does not have the authority to appoint or remove employees, but the default structure is that the pro tem port manager would have the responsibilities that the full scope port manager would have, except for appointment or removal of employees. Whether the board wants to put, you know, particular time restriction on the duration in which an individual serves as pro tem port manager, that's the board's decision. So I've seen in other contexts where a pro tem is appointed, but, you know, only for 3 months or 6 months per se. You're not required to do that, but that's certainly within the board's authority. In addition to making the appointment, we also need the board to direct staff to identify a registered agent. And I would anticipate that whoever is appointed to the pro tem position would also be identified as the registered agent, and that will involve making a submission to the Secretary of State and to the county clerk to replace Gary with the new individual to be the registered agent. And the registered agent's role is primarily receiving service of process and other documentation that is required in order to provide the port notice. So if the port, for example, were involved in a lawsuit and, you know, a plaintiff brought a claim against the port and needed to serve process, the registered agent would be the individual receiving that service on behalf of the port, which would trigger, you know, certain timelines for responses and whatnot.
Okay, thank you. So would we be better served to appoint an existing employee of the port as a resident agent for the moment and then transfer that when we get to the permanent manager?
I think that makes a lot of sense to have a current employee serve in that role just for continuity and ease of the transition.
Okay, so let me ask you, well, this, first of all, anybody have any questions for him about this?
No, I understand.
Okay. So let me ask you next about the realities of not being able to find somebody that's acceptable and having to rotate the duties among the existing board members. First of all, is that possible? And, well, I'll just ask you that first. Is that possible? If we were to say, okay, we're going to give, everybody's going to do a month rotation as the interim manager until such time as we can recruit a full-time person or something like that, is that even possible?
So it is possible to have a commissioner serve as port manager pro tem, but each time there's a change in the port manager and who the port manager pro tem is, there should be a motion or a resolution documenting that appointment. So each we couldn't have a resolution that just provided a rotating schedule. We'd need to pass a resolution each time, kind of appointing and removing as that cycle continues.
Okay, and so I think I'm correct on this, but if we were to do that, and the member of the commission who was also the pro tem manager sent an email to all the commissioners dealing with upcoming port business, that would not violate the open meeting law as a serial meeting?
That's a good question. So if we're sending, you know, agendas, kind of information updates to the remaining members of the board, you know, that would be okay under the public meetings law. But I think if the content-driven analysis, so if the email kind of results in additional correspondence among the board members on a particular issue, that's where we could trigger the public meetings law and create issues.
Well, generally, the communication that comes to us via email from the court manager now has to do with trying to settle on a date to schedule a meeting, and then a notice of the meeting and a posting of the agenda and support materials for us. That's generally what it has been. It's just that sort of informative thing.
Okay, that's helpful. That's helpful. Yes, yeah, so those emails, you know, sending the agenda, scheduling the meeting, there's that doesn't create heartburn from my view on triggering any sort of public meetings law requirements or violation or potential violation.
All right.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
If we were to do a monthly, it would require changing all of our banking and a lot of signature documents. Is that correct? For the port manager?
I would imagine, so I don't have the specifics on how the accounts are set up or assigning, but I would imagine that the support manager is kind of identified as a signatory.
Let me help you so right now the port manager does not sign any of the checks for services and supplies and those sort of things that we normally sign. I don't know about payroll. Does not sign payroll.
No.
You guys sign all.
But
the
he's authorized to spend up to $10,000.
Right. So we wouldn't have to change our bank signatures. I don't think we're already on record as having to do that. So we'd be clear on that, I think. So obviously whoever the interim manager is going to have spending authority up to $10,000 as we currently have with the manager. They're going to have to prepare the meeting agenda. They're going to have to put the packages together. They'll have to deal with tenant issues, employees, engineering, contracting, all those sorts of things. And I don't know really how much expectation I would have of dealing with state, federal, and local entities, but if something comes up with a DEQ permit or something like that, then I'm presuming the interim manager would deal with that issue at the time. I'm not suggesting that we do what I just said. I'm just asking if it's possible.
I have a question. James, how soon can the port, how long can the port not have like a registered person with the state? How long can the port go without having somebody in that position?
As the registered agent or as the...
Like as a registered agent, if we want to step back and take our time and make sure we find somebody that fits, how long is that, can we drive that process out without having a registered agent of the port?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the statute doesn't draw a fixed timeline. I think that the main issue is that it becomes more of a practical problem than a legal one if the name doesn't change. As long as the address stays the same for the registered agent, which I imagine it would, it's the port's address. Those notices will continue to come, but the naming piece is creates more practical issues. That once the Secretary of State gets kind of wind that the named registered agent is no longer with the particular entity, they typically do reach out, but they don't have a fixed timeline by which they check that.
Okay, thank you.
So, do you have any other recommendations for us, James, for us to consider and think about?
At this time, I think that get some good materials in the packet. I will say that in looking at the more permanent role, I do recommend that the board take on the process of reviewing the job description and making the appropriate updates that deemed necessary in a public meeting, just because that creates some flexibility on deliberations down the line when you're looking at candidates in the more permanent role. But of course, with the interim role, I think that it's a board decision as far as who is placed in that role. I think that even though the bylaws don't provide for a fixed timeline for that interim role, I do find practically that there are advantages to the board considering some sort of timeline on the port manager pro tem. Be a shorter timeline with rotating or just a longer timeline with one individual. I think that that's an effective practice.
So if we select not a board member, but if we select somebody else in the pro tem position, then we would write a contract with them for payment and other things. Is that correct?
You can. It's not necessarily required. I mean, I've seen it in that type of structure where you appoint an individual who isn't a board member or part of a governing body or currently employed by the public entity, and you sign a contract for 6 months or a year. I've also seen it where there is an individual appointed that's not affiliated with the public entity, but their contract doesn't have a fixed term, even though the resolution appointing them has a fixed term. Their contract may just pay an hourly rate, for example, for their time. So I often see that when a pro tem is put into place and if that individual is kind of borrowed from a resource that serves governing entities, like, with the port, it would be, right, SDAO, for example. So either approach.
Okay, so I think we've got two initial things to think about here, and that's the pro tem direction we want to go, and then also the recruitment for the permanent manager. Have you had experience with SDAO on those sorts of things, or do you know of another way to reach out in a search for a manager?
I think that the SDAO, the personnel at SDAO are good about walking governing bodies through the process, and they have, kind of consultants within SDAO that can come in and be a helpful resource and kind of walking through each step, providing even guidance, not necessarily legal advice, but just effective strategies given, the public meetings and records laws that apply to the governing body. So SDAO is good. I've seen entities bring in outside consultants or hiring firms. I think my only recommendation there is if you looked at an outside firm or consultant, we'd want someone local. We'd want someone that can appreciate kind of the unique attributes of the public meetings and records laws. I've seen some folks try to bring in people from, other states, and there's not always a good grasp of that.
So by local, you mean Oregon, not Irving?
Correct.
Yeah, thank you. We're a little light on professional recruiting firms here from, based on my knowledge. I don't know if we have any local here, but
I would like to throw some.
Understood. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
It takes unique qualifications to be a port manager. I would suggest on the very short term, one of our commissioners be appointed, contract with SDAO to hire a temporary experienced manager, port manager. It could be the person that ultimately gets the permanent job, but then SDAO also recruit, which it takes 6 months according to what was done previously. So we would need a temporary manager for the period of time that the permanent manager is being recruited. If Leroy Blodgett is interested, he could put his name in to that group that we would select somebody for the temporary position, and then SGAO will finish the recruitment process and give us some finalists to interview for the permanent position.
Ken, back in 2016, the board did contract with SGAO to fill the management position. That never materialized. So Mr. Mann was working with Gary at the time and brought him on board. So it just depends.
Well, I don't know if Mr. Mann is available. I know he's retired several times.
No, but I'm just stating
right.
that they spent a lot of money and it never materialized.
Only them. Because of the lawsuit.
I wasn't told about that.
This occurred prior to the lawsuit.
I'm sorry?
That recruitment that you're looking at occurred prior to his termination. That's when he got hired.
Okay.
Right.
The first time.
Right.
So,
he was the most qualified person, and that's why he got the job.
Right.
So,
what I'm stating is that FDA never did produce a person
okay.
for the money we spent.
Well, I'm just throwing it out as a suggestion.
Okay.
All right, so, just looking at my view of what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to come up with a job description for the pro tem person, review the job description, compensation for the permanent recruitment. We're going to have to get a hold of SDAO and get the ball rolling with them as far as doing the work on helping us get a permanent replacement. And we want to make sure that we stabilize port operations so that we have somebody here who can make some decisions as necessary and not just dump it on staff until we can get a pro tem lined up. That sounds about right.
Reasonable. I'd like to just throw my two cents in. 35 years in public service. Everywhere I've either worked or volunteered in public service, I've done both. When this situation occurs, the staff underneath them, 99% of the time, steps into that position. It's temporary. If they need help, you hire someone part-time. I've seen them where they take two managers to bring it into a general manager position, but I've seen that over 35 years, and it just makes sense to me because the people that are currently close by know the day-to-day operations, they know the people, they know the phone numbers, they know the connections, they know the emails. Have we asked anybody in staff, or have we asked any of the commissioners, are they interested in doing this? Do we know that up front if anybody is interested? I mean, we could take one or two port staff if they're interested. I don't know if we can force them. I don't want to do that. And then hire a temporary staff or two to help what they're leaving. Just makes sense to me. We're talking about finding somebody that knows all this stuff. Well, who knows it better than, sorry, guys, the people that are here every day. It makes sense to me to have one of them in there temporary. My opinion. That's all it is.
So, one thing you guys got to remember, the day-to-day operations, the port will still run. We have it. We have the functions of the port figured out.
Mm-hmm.
you guys just need to focus on finding, take the time, spend 2 weeks, and find an interim manager. Find something that you guys can put out there and narrow it down. Until then, if you guys are good with it, we'll just keep running our daily operations. There's nothing coming up that's out of our control as staff to be able to handle, but I don't want you guys to feel like you guys are rushed to have our staff overseeing and making sure. I mean, our rules are simple, ordinances, but I mean, everything is written clear for us to follow. It's not an issue to move forward. Personally, I don't want anything to do with being a manager, a support manager. I don't
temporary. Intro.
I don't want to do any more than what I'm here to help. I don't want that title or that responsibility. If you guys need something, we're still staff and we're here to do it. But I do not want that title. I don't think there's anybody else on our staff that wants it. But you guys have to remember, you don't have to give us a title of an interim manager to achieve our day-to-day operations. The day-to-day operations are handled. We have that under control. You know, it's more finding and taking the time to find out the port manager position and an interim manager. You know, those are things you guys need to make sure we're taking our time and picking and seeking to see who it is out there. I mean, if it's only one person that fills out an application or turns it in and wants to do it, well, so be it. But I think we need to figure out some way to advertise that we are looking for an interim manager, whether it be in Brookings, to Medford, all of Oregon, and let that roll for 2 weeks and see what happens.
But we have to make sure that someone within the staff would take on the registered agent position.
I don't think we have to do that yet.
I thought that's what the attorney was saying.
So, President Heath, if I may just add a little, I guess a couple additional comments there. So on the operations at the port, I defer to Travis. I think he summarized it well. You know, on the timing of the appointment and the timing of the registered agent, there isn't a fixed timeline by which the board has to make that appointment of either position. I think there are, you know, practical components that make it better to do sooner rather than later, but there's not a statutory clock that's ticking, so there doesn't necessarily need to be made, an appointment doesn't necessarily need to be made for the registered agent or the port manager pro tem today. But we obviously want to be expeditious in doing so.
Well, James, if a staff member was appointed the registered agent, it doesn't really bring any consequence, right, except that that's who legal documents would be filed with should that arise?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so if we were to look among staff and say, okay, so until we get a permanent agent, we're going to appoint this person the registered agent and then have them go ahead and work through the process with the Secretary of State and the county clerk to get that on record, that would be pretty much just kind of a pro forma exercise to make sure that we have a registered agent of record, correct?
Yes, that's correct, Commissioner.
So Travis, I understand. I believe the port runs very smoothly every day. We don't need to change anything there immediately. Could you handle any emergency situations that would normally go to Gary on top of your daily until we get an interim in place?
Absolutely.
Okay. Any other comments? I would like to know if we've asked any, well, obviously no staff is interested. Is there a commissioner that is interested and would like to take on this? Do we know that? I don't. But do we know if we ask the commissioners, does anybody want to step into this for 6 months? Can we ask that? Certainly. Is there any manager or any commissioner here today online or anything that's interested in doing this for 6 months?
And I would do it, but I don't think it would be for 6 months. It would be a very temporary position until we hire. I would recommend hiring a temporary manager that is qualified while we're searching for a permanent manager. And that temporary manager could be the person that we ultimately hire, but I don't want to pick one person. Just I want to go through the entire process where we do interviews, where we hire or not hire, but we get some volunteers from the community that are experienced with the port activities that also can participate in the interview process. That's all to be decided in the future. But for a 1 or 2 month period, yeah, I'll do it. And there would be no changes in any employment. There would be no, you know, if Travis and Kim and Danielle can handle whatever is handled, it's done.
I just have, what exactly do you think that you guys are needing this manager, interim manager, to do? Do we even know what we're looking for them to do?
Well, I think right off the top are some of the things that I talked about is trying to coordinate with everybody how we're, you know, going to have to come up with a job description, review those. Somebody's going to have to get a hold of SDAO and talk to them about the contracting part. And then just be available for any issues that might come up if you would like to talk to somebody. So are you interested, Travis?
What I'm saying is I think we can achieve all that without changing anybody's titles. I mean, if we need to call it SDAO, I can call it SDAO. If we want to figure out what the process is, I mean, we can call and find out the process. But I don't want my job title changed for anything. I don't want to do it. But like I said, if it's calling and making these arrangements, developing, gather some information, tell us as a staff that this is what we're working towards, and we'll get it for you guys. But to appoint an interim manager, to get an interim manager, to get a manager, I think we're jumping through a lot of hoops to just say, let's get a hold of SDAO, let's set up some sort of meeting, and figure out what they recommend for the process in doing this.
Well, I think our motivation was to try and not just go, hey, good luck. We'll see you at the next regular meeting, and just leave you guys out there hanging. That would not be what I think we're trying to do here. We're just trying to figure out a way to go and make it as smooth and less disruptive process than we can. I mean, we're already in a spot here that we don't want to be in, so let's not.
Well, I tell you what, if we need to appoint somebody just to get this ball rolling, appoint me to do it, to find an interim manager that they can take over finding the manager's position. I mean, if we feel like we need that person until we get an interim manager, I think it would be best just to appoint either a commissioner or just say, I'll do it, and we'll get the ball rolling to the point to where we're set up to at least get an interim manager here if you guys want that person to be basically the liaison between SDAO and you guys.
So SDAO has already reached out to me about who they heard about Gary, and they're reaching out to find out who the contact is. So it wouldn't be that difficult to reach out to them and start the process going.
Okay. You hired them.
So what I'm hearing here is that for the short term, we will direct staff you to get all the SDAO, get the recruiting process started. Do we have current job description for Gary?
Mm-hmm.
I think we do. Okay. So that should be up to us to review before we release that at a future meeting. So in the interim, then, I mean, Are you telling us that staff will take care of building agendas in consultation with the board president and putting together some support materials for upcoming meetings?
Yes.
Like we have been?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I make a motion we do that. Okay, well, let me restate it a little bit. Any other comments before we get there?
At any time that Travis, you feel like you could use one of the commissioners here to help you put an agenda together or run by someone, I'm sure that there's any one of us that would step up and support that.
Well, I think
that.
Collectively as a board, you guys just need to decide if when I need help, who you want me to go to.
Ken has volunteered.
Any one of you guys, I think it would be...
I agree with Sharon, you can call any of us, we'll do what we can.
I mean, and I'm good with that, too. Right. Agendas, putting together packets, we can do that.
Yeah, because not everybody's going to be totally available all the time. So I think any one of us would be able to help out with that if the board approves, you know, agrees.
I mean, this is what you guys decide. We will have you guys a package together from SDAO. That's something that you guys can make a decision.
Okay. So I will make a motion then. So I move that we direct our staff to reach out to SDAO, begin the discussion on contracting with them to recruit a permanent manager, that at our next regular meeting, we are provided a copy of the job description for the port manager for us to review and be prepared to finalize that at the following meeting, regular meeting, which would be September, right? Okay. Further, my motion is that if staff needs a point of contact with the commission, until an interim is appointed, it'd be with Ken. Right. Okay.
Richard, what I see, the timeline that was previous, that it looks to me like there's going to be a lot of meetings required for us. So I believe a lot of times we're going to have a lot of special meetings, not so much as waiting for month to month.
Can staff just email us all the job description and we'll review it, not wait till the next meeting? Is that okay?
You'll get it in your packet.
I know we'll have it ahead of time, then we can vote out of that and not have to go to the next one to make the vote.
Well, anyway, just a suggestion about a lot of
stuff. Just for me personally, I would rather have an agenda on a meeting and have it provided to us as support material. You know, so that it's very clear cut what we're doing and that we're going to be doing that rather than, I get you, I mean, that's a shortcut to the process, but I don't want to get ahead of the notification requirements for open meeting law. So I think that would be the appropriate thing to do is just have it as part of the support material for the next meeting.
I will second the motion that...
First of all, I didn't get to hear the motion. I want Travis to tell me the motion. Because Travis is speaking very clearly, and I can hear every word he's saying besides Sharon. So, Travis, can you tell me that motion?
I'll try it again, Joe. Can you hear me?
Can you hear him?
I can hear you, but you're mumbling. So, if you're not mumbling, it's just coming through the phone mumbled.
Let me move you closer to the source.
Thank you, Travis.
All right, am I clear now to you?
Yes.
Okay. So my motion is that we direct staff to begin to contact SDAO and begin the contracting process for the permanent recruitment or for the recruitment of the permanent manager. And that if there it needs to be a point of contact between the commission and the staff on day-to-day issues, that be Ken Range.
Okay, that's pretty much kind of, okay, I got it.
Okay.
It sounds good to me. I think that's what kind of like Travis said too, so.
All right, so now that's been moved and seconded, so we're ready to vote. Daniel.
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay. So then, we have
comments.
We've reviewed the information item, so I think we're ready to move to commissioner's comments. Do you have a comment?
Yes, I did. Just further question here. The FDAO is going to ask you right off the bat. Want to hire in Oregon, or do you want to hire nationwide? Can I make a suggestion that sometimes, if you suggest nationwide, because there's a lot of beautiful ports out there from here to New York, someone may want to move west, especially this time of year, with fresh eyes. But yet, any of the hiring you guys do, yeah, I mean, I know you're going to run it by Travis, but he should have the ultimate yay. He or she's going to work, or no, it's not going to work out. But nationwide makes a lot of sense, guys.
Well, we'll let FDAO help direct us on how to do that. I give you my personal opinion. This is going to be a tough recruitment. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a tough recruitment in part because of housing in this community, the availability or lack of housing to get somebody to move here. I can tell you, at least in Oregon, we're not going to have prospective port managers falling out of the trees.
I agree with you.
Now, whether or not we are going to be able to recruit somebody from Tennessee and whether that's even a very good idea or not will remain to be seen, I guess, when we get into the FDA.
Cost of living is up every place, and it's worse back east.
Well, I know that speaking to several employers here in town, they've had nothing but grief with trying to get people to come to work here. They have willing people. They just can't come here because they can't find a house. But
I have to go. But as soon as I have information together for FDA, I will give you a call.
Thank you, Travis.
We can discuss the next meeting. Okay, have a great day, guys.
But
okay.
Also, the port manager's position, the port magazine that we get once a month, it seems to have a lot of port managers that ports that are looking for managers as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of openings out there.
Some of the other things I think about when we are looking at what we want, I think we should make a list of desired qualities that we're looking for in potential candidates. You know, strengths and weaknesses, strengths that we're looking for. You know, I can remember when we used to send out job announcements, we would say that, you know, we are looking for somebody who has the, not necessarily qualifications, but qualities as an employee. Our ideal candidate would be this, this, and this. So that we have an idea beforehand as to what it is we're looking for. I'm hoping that, I read some things in the FDA recruitment or their proposal from previous that I liked. And one of the things I liked was the anonymity part of that, where they would handle all the applicants themselves. They would put together a list of five that they felt were best qualified and give those to us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then let us choose for that. Okay. Commissioner's comment.
I have one thought on this. Recruitment, the Association of Ports is worldwide. We can find out what an ad would cost in their paper once we have the job description.
That would be a good idea.
Well, again, I think FDAO is going to give us a lot of direction on that.
Exactly.
Did you want to compile that list, our wish list of candidate, before FDA takes over and say, and give it to them also? Yeah, we were thinking about that, but we'll have to do that for a meeting. Can we do special meeting or executive sessions? Is that faster and easier? Okay.
Anything further?
Well, the...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to add that as far as the compiling of a list of criteria or qualities that you're looking for, you know, at this juncture in the kind of recruitment or hiring process, you don't have grounds to call an executive session to gather that. What one way to compile a list would be if each commissioner wanted to develop their list and then send it to either, you know, a member of staff, or you can send it to me to compile, and then share that with FDAO if you'd like them to have that up front, that would be fine. Or we can wait until FDAO is engaged and we hear back from them. Either approach is fine.
Okay, thank you. All right, so our next special meeting is Thursday, August 11th. That will be a board meeting with the County Commission to discuss their road plan and how that's going to impact us or how we're going to impact it. Our next regular meeting is Wednesday, August 17th at 2 o'clock in this room. With that, we are adjourned.
Goodbye.
Well, I can pull all my keys out, so I guess we're okay.